You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As the country starts wrapping up for the year, mental health helplines remain open. 0800 WhatsApp, a national counselling helpline, and web chat service for rangatahi are staying open during the Christmas break, including public holidays. They say the decision recognises that mental health issues do not pause over Christmas, and that the holiday season may actually be quite distressing for some young people as they spend more time with their families and less with their friends. I spoke to Ben, team leader at 0800 WhatsApp, about why they're continuing to provide help over the holidays and how helplines operate within a strained mental health system. I started by asking her about the services provided by WhatsApp.
0800 WhatsApp is the only children and young people helpline in New Zealand that provides free counselling service on the phone and online for young people from the ages of 5 to 19. We have trained counsellors and we believe in early intervention kind of approach because that focuses on building the young people's resilience and empowering children to solve their own problems and providing them with the tools and strategies before things get too hard. So we have about 20-odd counsellors and we have also a regular counselling service, which is what's unique about our service, really. What that means is young people can call us and talk to the same person over and over again without having to repeat themselves, and that will help them kind of work on their own skills or their own kind of goals moving forward and equip them with the right tools as well.
Why are you staying open over the holidays?
One of the reasons is because we know that mental health does not really take a break, and we believe that us being there for them, for those young people, means that we're supporting them through the hard times and also whenever they need us, really. So knowing that mental health does not stop, that's why we're there. And we believe that just being open and there provides that reassurance and continuity for them, that someone is there to listen to them. And if they ever want to talk to someone, then we're there to support them.
Is there anything about the holiday season that makes it particularly stressful for some rangatahi?
Yeah, for sure. We've noticed over the years that the issues does not really stop. So a lot of emotional and psychological issues continue to be an issue over the break or the Christmas period. And some of these are issues to deal with, you know, loneliness and family relationships, and also like anger or grief or loss, or sometimes also self-harm and mental health and suicide. So we know that all these things, you know, happen throughout the year, but it's especially kind of relevant or existing around that time is because they don't have, you know, they're off school, they don't have that connection with, you know, maybe with their peers, but also being around family can sometimes trigger some of these things that that they're struggling with.
You mentioned being away from friends. So does having less sort of social support available compound these issues over the holiday season as well with school closed?
Yeah, for sure. We know that for us to function as, you know, good, like mentally stable human beings, we need that connection around us. We need to be able to, have connections with peers and family, and also like look after our own kind of physical health. But you know, having that connection is the number one thing to kind of increase that resilience in those young people.
Is there also less professional support available over the holiday season? You know, like do counselling centres close over the break?
Yeah, that's what happens. A lot of the mental health services are closed during that time, and so we are kind of the in-between until they're open again. And so with school closing, the school counsellors are not available to be contacted. Mental health services are not available as well. That's why we want as many young people to know that actually we're open and we don't never close. 0800 WhatsApp is open 365 days of the year, 11 to 11 every day, and we're there to support them whenever they need to talk to someone.
For a number of years now, there's been a lot of stories on a lack of adequate mental health support in New Zealand, you know, things like long waiting times, chronic understaffing, things like that. As it gets harder to seek help in person, have you noticed an increased demand on helplines like your service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. So what we've noticed over the year is, or the past couple of years since COVID, is an increase in mental health presented to the helpline. Like a couple of years back, we would probably see a lot of bullying, a lot of, you know, young people just talking about issues that, you know, are usually common, or relationships and anything like that. But recently, in the last couple of years, we've noticed a lot of anxiety being presented on anxiety and depression being presented online, as well as self-harm and suicide. Kind of that's been taking a lot of, you know, the conversations that we're having with young people, and also the fact that our average time call time has increased to 7 minutes means that young people are actually talking about a counselling issue compared to, you know, when it was a few years back when it was like really like connecting, trying to check out the service and have a joke and everything like that. So we've definitely seen a lot of that, and we've definitely seen an increase in live chat because that creates anonymity for young people, not having to kind of disclose any of information, but having that private space where no one knows or can hear them talk to someone about something that's really deep and really meaningful for them. That might be really hard to share with someone around them. So, and we've seen an increase in live chat a lot more as well recently.
You mentioned earlier that young people can speak to the same support person, which mm-hmm. is great that you guys provide. But isn't that kind of symptomatic of them needing, say, like a therapist who they can see regularly and not being able to access that within the health system?
So part of why we provide that is so that we can provide, you know, that continuity for the young person to be able to work on their goals or whatever is going on for them. And the reason for that is some young people don't find it, you know, find it a bit hard to talk to someone face-to-face. And so what we do is build that confidence in them and try to empower them to kind of go seek external help, because we can only do so much over the phone and online, and our help is limited in a way. And so us enabling them or empowering them to be able to talk about some of these hard issues with us, normalizing it for them or making it easier for them to explain it to someone else, helps them kind of go and talk to a school counselor or talk to another professional face-to-face. And this is part of the process, is how we transition our clients as well when we talk to them using their regular service.
You mentioned a spike in demand during the pandemic, but the crisis in the mental health system has been brewing for quite a number of decades longer than that, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And so, you know, the mental health that young Aotearoa has been experiencing has meant that, you know, all the mental health crisis, the demand has kind of shifted even more, or kind of the demand is needed even more now because of COVID and what COVID had done and the lingering effect of COVID on us. But also it's all the education and employment uncertainty and the rising, you know, cost of living and housing affordability, but also global factors that's affecting the adults, you know, around us. But that's also kind of translating into the young person's life and seeing growing ups kind of in distress and juggling difficulties. And so even though it's been lingering and it's been like, you know, there's a lot of demand on mental health services, that hasn't stopped. It has actually increased because of what's happening around us right now.
The wellbeing budget in 2019 provided $2 billion in funding for mental health services. Have you noticed a lot of change on the ground since that was introduced?
I guess we have. We've had a lot of support from our funders, and we're looking into getting some mental health support as well from the ministry.
I guess I was just wondering, if things improved with the mental health system generally, would you expect to see a decrease in demand for services like WhatsApp?
I mean, we've been operating for 21 years, and so it started off being, you know, the only service for young people back then, and it still continues to be an issue because young people are still wanting some support. So we might see a decrease in demand, but that doesn't mean that we won't be needed at all, because there will still be supporting those young people who can't really access other services around them or don't have the courage or, you know, the ability to talk to someone face-to-face. And so we are kind of the in-between, we'll continue to be the in-between service to support young people.
That was Ben from 0800 WhatsApp talking about why they're staying open over the holiday season. If any young people need some support over the next few weeks, they can dial 0800 WhatsApp or chat online at whatsapp.co.nz to speak to a trained counsellor. Services are free and completely confidential.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.